Blog Talk Radio.
That I could actually be here today because all of my plans were that I wasn't going to be able to. I'm in New York doing this show live right from Park Slope, Brooklyn, and there might be some technical difficulties with phones and things because I am waiting for all kinds of work people, and that's why I was not going to be able to do the show. But you know, I have figured that I was going to be able to do the show just so that I could get back on the radio with you. So I want to say hello to everyone today, and please excuse me if you hear all of these things going on. I am going to tell you that this week is going to have all different changes and all different people. And I am going to let you know, I'm just looking at what I've got to do here. I'm just going to look at what we are going to have for the rest of the week. Today you have Mimi and me and my angel Candy. So just give me a second, Candy, and I'll be right with you. And Wednesday is going to be to be announced. Thursday we have a cool, cool lady. She is a flower therapy soul therapist. So it'll be really interesting. I've never had one on. She's going to talk to you about all the ancient Indian indigenous flowers that she works with to bring in healing. But tomorrow, I love this. Jerry Humphreys is actually going to be co-hosting this show, and he is bringing in a guest. So please join Jerry tomorrow at 1. It is Jerry from the UK, the famous medium psychic. He is a radio and TV personality, and he is always with us. And I only wish I could be with him on tomorrow. So he is actually going to take the show so that you have a live show again this week, and we didn't have to take off too many more. I am going to also tell you that today we have a combo before we start, even though we have a shorter show. I want to tell everybody about who's here with us and what they do to help us while we're here. So let's bring in my angel, Speak Candy. Hi, Candy.
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, everybody.
I am so excited that you are here. I'm having to text Lauren, which is why I'm discombobulated. But that's okay. As long as we're on the show, we're doing good. How was your weekend, Candy?
Oh, it was good. It was short but good.
I know.
And I know you have been busy up there in New York packing all this stuff for Lauren. So,
oh my goodness.
Good to have you today.
Everyone, I am in Brooklyn, Park Slope, New York. I am packing up my daughter. I'm trying to coordinate all these moves. And I missed being on the air with you today and last week, the end of last week. And I am going to miss the shows that I am going to miss the rest of the month. But we are going to get through it. I am going to be here as much as possible, and I hope everybody enjoys when we are on. The cool news is we had new things happening that you all know about. We have put on pre-recorded shows that I know were such smash hits that if you missed, you got to hear. So replay, you know, what's funny is Mercury goes retrograde the 29th, but we're replaying our fabulous shows when I can't be live. So that's new, and I hope everybody enjoyed that. Did you hear any of them, Candy? Did you happen to listen?
No, I didn't. I was off making posters for the show and other things behind the scenes, helping Jerry arrange stuff for the coming weeks and stuff. It's even though she's not here, it's been still very busy for Jerry and I.
Yeah, it is very busy. Yeah. I don't think people know to put on a show and really bring, I hope, quality pieces to you and quality entertainment, quality messages, wonderful peeps, and fabulous new guests as well as ones that we sponsor, and being able to advertise the show, which Candy has done so beautifully and wonderfully for us, it is really a full-time job. So I am so excited that we can bring this to you, because if you've missed any of our past shows, please listen. We're going to try opening chat on those days so everybody can actually listen to the pre-recorded shows and still chat also. Mm-hmm. So, Candy, what I wanted to tell you today and bring up is, you know, I love it. Spring is in the air. It is April 11th, and the cool news is we are at 1-1-1, and in 2 minutes, it'll be another one. So that is the angel numbers, and I love that.
Right.
I know. Is that cool? We have about 2 minutes, and I'm going to see if I can catch 1-1-1, 1-1-1-1, whatever. But what I want to talk about is the angels, the fairies, and all of our guided masters, our ascended masters that come here and actually help us with this life experience. experience. So tell us a little bit about the angels, since you're an angel card reader and you also resonate and speak directly to the angels. What do they do actually, Candy, when we need to call on them and they are around us?
Well, they are there in an instant. If you say their name and you say what you need, they're there in an instant to help you. They're like our past ones. People in our family who have passed, there just but a touch away. All you have to do is ask and they're there.
I love that. People think they're alone, and our angels are actually with us. Do you know, it's so funny because I have a friend who caught the glimpse of an angel walking down the street,
mm-hmm.
and she said they were about 8 feet tall.
Yeah. Oh, well, the last few days I've been glimpsing around and catching glimpse of them. They show them up to me when I see them like that. A flash of white.
I am so excited because I, for everybody who thinks they're alone, who doesn't think they can call on anyone, your angels are always with you. Get familiar mm-hmm. with them. Start looking up angels, the names of angels, and start resonating with what they can help you with in this lifetime. And
a good point is if you resonate with a color, look up that color, and angels associated with, like, yellow. Put that in, and that'll actually tell you what angel works with that, what seventh ray they work with, the chakra that it's associated with, even the planets.
I love that, because you know me, I'm all about everything. We all know Archangel Michael. And
right.
We all resonate and know what he does for us. But there's so many other angels.
There's so many of them. There's
yeah.
different tiers of angels. And, I mean, this is a lot of studying to do. I mean, there's at least 7 tiers of angels. Cherubs, the archangels. It's called the heresy of angels.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of studying. And this also applies to with, like, your fairy beings, your elementals. If you know they're around you, all you have to do is think about them and they'll be there. I, every once in a while, I get little footprints on my desk as a reminder that they're here.
That is so cool, because you and I have done that before, where you have seen those mm-hmm. angels. And those
yep.
little
fairies. I have to explain, I have a glass top computer desk, and I'll look down, and there's these little tiny footprints all over my desk, and I know the cats haven't been there, and I've been sitting here, and I cleaned it, and I look down, and the little prints are there.
That is the coolest thing I have ever seen. And, you know, I love resonating with the fairies and angels. Of course, I always say I'm a fairy. I like how their little wings flutter and their little bodies are like that. And I always feel that the elementals are always with us.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they love Earth. They love the people of Earth. They want to help us. And so for me, if you are going to want to resonate with your angels, resonate with the fairy realm, just learn how to call them in. If I were, you know, you and you want to study them, you know, you already start with Archangel Michael. We already know what he does. He helps us, protects us, keeps all the good stuff for us, and he will be there to fight your battles. So everyone,
right.
please get familiar with Michael and then start looking up. Like, my dude's Gabriel. I think he's a dude.
Mm-hmm.
Some people think it's a girl. But Gabriel in my realm is a guy. Awful cute guy, but
yeah.
he's a guy.
Yeah.
And
if you resonate with Gabriel, and I resonate with Archangel Metatron.
Isn't that crazy? I do love
mm-hmm.
Metatron too, but Metatron. Gabriel is the dude that comes down with my spirit guide. And when I talk to them, we
right.
walk. So it's really crazy. How, you know, we can use and see our guides, masters, and angels. And I think that's so cool. So you know what? I am going to get to the first caller. Today you have me, you have Candy. We are going to read for you. We're going to talk to you. We're going to chat with you. We're going to find out who your fairy is. So as soon as I get to the phone lines, I do want to tell everybody that this is a short show today, only because I am still in Brooklyn. So I'm going to take, and Candy, if we have any time at the end, we'll continue our chat because there are so many other.
There's so much stuff that you can learn. I mean, there's so much stuff.
Who help us here as we're here doing mm-hmm. our Earth School. We can call on our ascended masters. We can call on our masters, our guides, everybody. We have gatekeepers, and, you know, we're going to go through all of them in the next month. So I'm going to pick up 757. You are on with Candy and me. Hi.
Hi. How are you both?
Doing good today. How are you?
I'm Andrea.
Who are we talking with?
Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. And Andrea, what are you?
Hi, you broke up, huh?
We are good. Where are you located, Andrea?
I'm in Virginia.
Oh, Virginia, you're having beautiful weather there. It should be beautiful there.
Yes, it's gorgeous. I'm outside in nature. I love it.
Well, you know what? I'm looking at nature. I'm actually sitting on a third-story window in New York looking at the birds, so I get what you're doing. How do you call that, angels? Do you call your angels with you, Andrea?
I've been trying to do that. I've been walking my spiritual path and becoming more enlightened and getting in touch with nature and grounding myself and just working mm-hmm. on myself spiritually.
I love
Mother
that.
Gaia.
Yes, yeah. Mother Gaia. My feet are a bear.
Your feet are on the ground, but your head is in the air. I see it.
Yes.
Well, I will tell you, I love that you're walking your spiritual path. That's what we're all here to do. So you're like enlightened, beyond enlightened to even know that that's what you should be doing. So how can we do today?
I'm a newly licensed registered nurse. I'm 51. I did it later in life.
mm-hmm. Honey, I'm a registered nurse, and I'm so proud of you. I know people who have done it in their 50s. So
yes.
I think the best nurses are actually older if we understand life. Go ahead.
I think so.
Yeah. So tell me what's going on with you, because you should be happy.
I'm happy, but it's taking me a little bit longer to find a job. I want to work with children. That's where my heart is. Mm-hmm. And I had an opportunity shortly ago. I was in for an interview. Went great. They invited me for a second interview, and then, I don't know, some kind of way it fell apart. So I haven't heard anything back from them after that. I have some other interviews coming up, but it's working with adults, but that's not where my heart is. And I want to know if it's going to be in the cards for me to work with children. And if so, when?
Okay, so can I ask a question? I'm going to let Candy answer this, and then I'll answer after Candy, since I have to let Candy talk a little bit.
Okay.
first of all, I'm a nurse. And what I don't get is, what could have fallen apart? So either you know the answer to that, or can I ask how long ago it was?
It was actually a week ago.
Okay, tell me what happened.
Yeah.
Can't tell me what happened, but I feel you think it fell apart. I feel the person that interviewed you and you did not click.
Okay.
So do I think that you're going to get the job? Can I ask is it a children's hospital around you or just a normal hospital?
It wasn't a children's hospital that we have here in Virginia.
Okay. And is it the only children's hospital?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I wouldn't mind labor, delivery, a mother baby. I wouldn't mind any of that either. So,
okay. Because I feel like if you want to work with children, that's blessed by the angels. So I'm going to ask Candy what she feels. But I feel like the person who interviewed you was skeptical of you, and I don't know why. Only you know that.
Okay.
So go ahead. Can you fill us in more, Candy, on what you feel?
Okay, the first thing that I wrote down when I heard her voice was old energy of love.
Mm-hmm.
And you very much work with Mother Gaia. You are a natural healer with your hands, a healer with your voice, healer with your love. I'm being drawn to tell you, try again. Call back in.
Yeah.
Ask.
The other
thing that they showed me, too, what about a school nurse?
Yeah.
I put campus school nurse.
Yeah, I don't have experience right now, so I guess that's really what is kind of hindering me. I am older, and I don't have experience.
That's where I'm going to lead you to change your verbiage on this.
Okay.
I have the experience. I will find something.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Fine.
Go ahead,
everything that you say and you put out into the universe is listening. You just said a negative. If you come back and you re-say that to the universe, they'll look at it in a different way and bring it to you.
Okay.
Okay, so I got to tell you another thing is, tell me what was wrong, unless you can't say it on air, I feel this. Absolutely go back. I don't feel that there isn't a job for you there. It just might not fit the one that you applied for. Did you apply for a certain type of specialty?
It was a med-surg floor, but they thought it would be good for the rehab area, and then I was supposed to interview with the rehab manager on that floor. That was the second interview. And they called me the next day, so I don't know what happened. I did call back. I spoke to the man that interviewed me, and he told me the lady's name, and he said he was going to get with her to see what day and time, and I just still haven't heard anything.
I feel that that's not a bad thing. I feel you need to follow up with that call. For some reason, I feel there's another position for you if this one isn't available, and I think it's at that same. I feel it's at the same hospital. I feel that they dropped the ball, and I don't know why, but it could be. I'm hearing one hand doesn't communicate with the other. So
that's the feeling I got. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I would call. And I would actually talk to somebody in HR or wherever, however you apply to the job, and tell them that you interviewed and you'd like to, you know, that you were really, you know, excited about working with children and that this is the hospital that you want to, you know, hang your shingle on. You want to work. And is there, and has the job been filled? And if not, are you still in the running, or is there anything else you can apply for? I feel you're going to get the job there, but I don't know in which. I feel that one hand doesn't talk to the other. You're going to have to make this happen.
Okay.
What I wrote down is paperwork is in a different pile than it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when you won't have time to call back the show because you'll already be working, but we do want to know how you fare, okay?
Is it going to be a short period, you think, before?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we'll be working pretty soon. How about you, Candy? What are you picking up?
Exactly. And I want you to also to go and Google Blu-ray children.
Blu-ray children. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, please. I will do that.
And then get back to us and see if that resonates with you.
Okay. Thank you, ladies, so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
you're welcome.
Have
a
great day.
You're welcome.
Let the fairies and the elementals sparkle and shine and just touch your little toes, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
I just love that. I don't know why they told me to say it, but you should see the visual I have, Candy. I mean, this visual. They were just sparkling around her feet and toes, and really, they're probably thrilled that she's grounding is what probably is the message here. So
what I was seeing around her is the queen of the fairies, and her name is Maeve.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that's her name. I don't know who I was seeing because I'm, you know, I'm so ADD. I just watched the scene going, wow, I love those sparkles. So to me, it's just amazing. She's a lifer in a lot of ways. So, okay, mm-hmm. We are going to get to the next caller, 863.
Okay.
With Bob Candy. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fabulous.
Good, how are you?
Who is pretty good. My name is Angela. I'm calling from Florida.
Angela from Florida.
Hi, Angela. Hi.
You know Hi. That's where I'm from.
Oh, you're calling from Florida? Are you from Florida?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm not in Florida right now, but that's where I am, and I do the show. It's from Orlando, Florida, actually, Lake Mary. What part of Florida are you in?
In between Tampa and Orlando and Lakeland.
Oh, don't you love that area? It's just blossomed and grown so much.
It has.
Yeah, it's fabulous. So tell us, who are your angels and guides, and do you contact them?
No, I haven't. I haven't been able to do that. I'm not sure on how to exactly do that. So.
Okay. We all tap into that. But we'll tell you a little bit later. I have a feeling you have a pressing question you would like answered. So go ahead.
Yes, I have a question about my relationship and maybe where it's going to be going in the future.
Okay, well, that's pretty vague. So you're in a relationship, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you're wondering where it's going in the future. And is that because you're double-guessing how he feels about you or you feel about him?
Both of us have had some communication issues and understanding each other. We've known each other for a really long time, and we both care about each other, but I just don't know what's going on or what's blocking us from growing together because we both want that.
Okay. Yeah, there's a big communication gap going on there. And I kind of feel it might have to do with you going one way and him going the other, like on either work or I just feel that there's, like, you're doing your own thing even though you're together. Does that make sense to you?
No. What do you, no.
Okay. So when I mean you're doing your own thing, doesn't mean that you're going off on your own, but that you work. Do you work and he works?
I'm a stay-at-home mom, and he does plumbing.
Okay. So, well, you do have a job. You are working. That's hard job what you have. So it didn't say outside the home. But I feel that there's a communication gap, and I have a feeling it's about work. So I don't know if he works long hours, and when he comes home he doesn't talk. But I can feel that you two are growing apart communication-wise because I don't think you talk anymore. And if I'm wrong, I'm going to hand you over to Candy, but that's what they're showing me.
Okay.
Candy, what do you
think? Well, I pick up there's a big, huge block in your heart and in your throat that you're not actually speaking how you feel. Sometimes I feel that you guys don't take time to sit down and just talk.
Well, that's the thing I'm seeing. And absolutely.
That's the same thing Bonnie just said. You need to sit down and you need to talk. I mean, even if you just start saying, hey, the weather's nice. I mean, it doesn't feel like you guys have really talked about stuff. I mean, it seems like it's just heavy and burden on your heart.
Yeah.
Is there something leery of? Are you leery about something? Because I feel you're leery. I can feel your aura. Are you leery about something?
I'm just worried about get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh.
Okay. I want you to try something. I want you to tell your heart, I love you. I'm sorry. Thank you. How does that go, Bonnie? I'm sorry. Forgive me. Thank you. I love you.
Love you.
Try
yeah.
that each one three times and direct it to your heart and see if this will start to lift the burden off because there's such a burden there.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, here's what I'm going to tell you and what I feel. We're in earth school, so getting hurt is that's the option we have here. The other option is to fall in love and be loving. So what do you do? Do you not love so you don't get hurt? That doesn't make sense to me. But you are vulnerable. People are vulnerable here, and you might get hurt. But you can't help how you get hurt. That's part of our life lesson and journey. I think that you're protecting yourself because you're leery of something that either he's done or that you think he's done. And I feel that if you would just either discuss it with him without being leery, or understand that hurt is part of the world that we live in, but if you don't open up, it's going to get worse and worse. What I feel. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask how old you are?
32.
Okay. Yeah, 33 is going to be some big time changes
big
for you.
Big changes, yes.
So
that's where everybody goes through this change in this at that time. There's just like each, what is it called? What is that word for it?
You know, can I ask you another question? I'm concentrating on what Spirit's telling me. Do you not trust him?
I worry because he doesn't trust me because he has trust issues that that he could do something to hurt me because he's because of him not trusting me.
Okay,
if someone doesn't trust someone, I feel they're capable of hurting another person because they feel like they can't trust them.
Okay, so what you're saying is he can't trust you and you're leery of him not being able to trust you.
Yes.
Okay. I can tell you that there's a big gap between you and him with this. And I think that what I'm feeling is that you're doing some things which you really aren't doing, but you're doing some things that he thinks that he wants control over. I can't explain what they're showing me. And you don't understand this because you're not doing anything. So if I'm making, you know, I don't want to explain it on the air, but you know, this is what I'm picking up, and you need to have a talk with him because this can't keep going on, okay? And you need to tell him stop, that you need him to trust you, because if he doesn't, then what he's doing is throwing, you know, we all say we're reflections of each other, and say if you are accusing me of these things, then I'm going to suspect it's you that's doing them. And if it's not you that's doing them, you need to stop with me or this relationship is going to get worse. And I feel if you have this talk with him, he'll understand what you're saying. But I still feel there's some backhanded things either from you or him, and they need to come out.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get too far on the air with this, but you know what I'm talking about, I feel.
Maybe. I may have to talk to him about it.
Okay, you need to talk to him. Okay, and then I really feel like you can straighten this out. So if you're asking me, do I think this will end your relationship? I'm going to tell you no. I think that there's a way, because I feel like you both are old, been around the block together for a long time. So I feel that you can make this work, but if the communication, I just keep seeing a noose around your neck, which means that it's getting tighter and tighter and tighter, so you're going to pop, and it's not going to be a pretty sight for either one of you. So, me, I would start talking and communicating, and I feel that once you do, I feel he has pressure. He's got some pressure going on, and I don't know why, but he's got some pressure. Mm-hmm. And I think that when you start talking to him in a nice way and a calm way, telling him how we need to be working together in life, I think he'll loosen up with you, and I think that I could see both of you laughing again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
That's good.
Yeah. So this is not a bad reading. This is a good reading. It's just a warning. You need to be able to be open in order to get back what you have, because I feel like it's really, really, it's within your grasp.
Thank you. I appreciate
You're welcome.
That.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Have a great day.
Mm-hmm. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Okay. You know, it's
okay.
So, It's so crazy. I just love her area that she's in. It's a great new, like, it just exploded from Orlando all the way to Tampa. So I can feel her really close. So that's why I know what's going on. And I'm hoping that she takes my advice, our advice, actually. Okay, 301, you are on with the girlies, Bonnie and Candy. Well, I'm the Tinkerbell. She's the angel reader. So you have an angel on. Hi.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
We are. Oh, good. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you. My name is Christina, and I am calling from Maryland.
Hi, Christina.
Okay.
From Maryland. Ooh, I love your aura. Honey, what do you think about your angels and guides around you?
Well, I have just recently in the past 6 to 8 months started opening up a little more in learning how to meditate and how to listen to my guides and my angels because, you know, I just never really knew how to. But I feel, you know, I'm growing and I'm starting to really be able to tap into them and hear what messages they're trying to tell me.
I love that because I've got to tell you, I have your messages for you. I have messages. This is crazy. And then I'm, like I said, you've got an angel here with you. But they're telling me that your message is that love, love, love. They are so happy you've tapped in, that they've waited for you for a long time, which is probably, I would bet, another lifetime also. And they are just so happy. They want you to keep going. And they said that you resonate sunbeams. I don't know what that means, but that's what they said.
Okay.
So,
well, I'd like to hear that.
Yes, I know. I would love to resonate sunbeams myself. But sunbeams, what does sunbeams, I'm going to ask Candy, what does sunbeams mean to you?
The great central sun.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
The great central sun. It's the opposite of Mother Gaia.
Yeah. So I love this.
She. Yeah.
So if we help you, what would you like to know?
Well, my question is, I am curious as to what spirit wants me to know about my career.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about your career?
Yep, I am with the company, and, you know, I just don't know. I have a lot of skills. I'm the type of person that, you know, is constantly wanting to learn everything. So I'm with an I work with in the elevator trade, construction trade, but, I mean, I could do basically anything, and I'm just kind of curious as to if this is something that I should be staying with, or is there something else out there that would be more fit for me?
Okay, so let me ask you, so when you mean elevator trade, are you in the sales, or are you in actually the construction?
I'm in the sales portion. Our company is actually a unique company. We specialize in custom elevator interiors.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that is something that I did, you know, years back. I had my son in 2011 and took a little break to stay home with him. But I had been in the trade for about 8 years prior.
Okay. Well, I will tell you, if you give me one, I have to take this call. So I am going to, I'm trying to move, but I have something to say to you. So go ahead, Candy, take this call until I'm.
Okay. Okay, Christina, I'm going to give you what I got first. That's actually a channeled message. And then we'll go into your job part.
Okay.
I pick up blue, purple, and white around you. I pick up a lot of fairy energy. I pick up, does blue resonate with you?
Blue?
Blue.
Blue is my favorite color.
Okay, that is because you have Archangel Haniel around you, Archangel Metatron, and Source itself.
Okay.
They are saying that you are here to teach about love and healing to the world, love and healing to Mother Gaia. And they're also bringing in the great central sun. You are to send out the sacred violet flame of Saint Germain to heal people, the world, the land, the water, the sky. You are some of the, you are the ones that are being brought in to start to heal and teach people to heal and take care of the world better.
Okay.
With, now with bringing this into your job, because of the job you have, the words that you use to people when you are talking to them, in the back of their minds and hearts, you are also healing them because they hear your voice.
Yeah.
Your healing and comes through your voice.
Okay.
Yeah. Can I say about, or do you still have prayer, Candy, or let me, just in case I get called again, I need to get this out.
Go ahead and give your, I got help the channel part.
Okay. What I see is when you ask about should you be where you are,
mm-hmm.
you have a very unique talent. Very few people really actually do what you do, even though you think it's just sales. You are involved in some of the custom work. I don't know if you help them design or you show them or you get them where they need to go, but I feel like you have a talent that other companies that do the same thing would want. Do I think you're in the right place? I think anywhere you want to be will be the right place, but I feel that because this is such a niche market, that somebody, you're going to meet somebody in where in the either what you're selling or you're showing or you contacting that's going to ask you to come with them. So do I think you're going to stay with this company for a while? I do. But I think there'll be an opportunity from this company that you might be take that will for career.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely, it does, yes.
So that's what I had to get out. I am so sorry. I'm sitting in New York waiting for work people to come and help me, and so and they were supposed to be here early in the morning, and then it switched over. So unfortunately, I had to take, and I will still have to take calls if they come in. But I so see this, and you are really where you need to be right now.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for that.
And I also have to add. There is a teacher, a metaphysical teacher, coming in to teach you, but you will recognize the soul, and they will recognize you.
Okay.
This is coming to you by the end of the year.
Okay. And you said this is a teacher?
A teacher, a metaphysical teacher. Each of us have our own special teachers that come to us. I've had a teacher. I've got a teacher now. And in the future, I will have a teacher because we each learn different things along our path. These people are brought to us for a short time, sometimes all our life, but they are here to teach us.
Awesome.
And open to the show, we teach too. We teach in the first 20 minutes, 25 minutes. So,
can I ask one real quick follow-up question?
Sure.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I know that you all said something about, you know, that I'm here in the world to heal and to bring love. I was an EMT for 8 years as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering if me saying that, does that kind of pop anything up for you all or no, I'm still where I need to be.
Oh, I think you're where you need to be in the field. I think you're passionate about interiors for some reason. I think you like pretty things and things that are different. But I can tell you, EMT work is it's grueling and it's very, very, very satisfying. You wouldn't have gotten out of it if you were supposed to be in it, first of all. And second of all, there's nothing that you can't do it on the side at all.
Right, right.
So I do.
I'm going.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. What you're doing now is also considered feng shui.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even think about it like that.
Yeah, it's teaching somebody to put something in a place that is beneficial for everybody. Because
right.
everybody that walks into this thing that you're doing, they get a good feeling. Because there's some elevators you walk into and you're like, oh, let's leave now. You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep,
so
those
are
the ones that I see every day.
So they're actually, you are putting a healing touch into the elevators that you help with.
Okay, awesome. Thank you all so much. I so appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You're so welcome.
Excited and happy to have you call in. So let us know how you do. Okay?
I will. Thank you so much, and you both have a wonderful day.
Thank
you.
You
too.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So sweet, just a sweet soul, and I love her energy. So we are going to get to 561. You are on with Candy and Bonnie. Hi.
Hi, this is Lena. How are you?
Hi, Lena.
Hi.
How are you? Are you through school yet?
Yeah, I hung up by mistake.
You what?
I said I tried calling in, but then my phone hung up by mistake.
Oh, well, honey, are you through school yet? I remember you were in school.
I have one more class left. I'll be graduating by the summer, but I'm working part-time, and I'm still living in my car. I'm just, like, very, very frustrated. I just feel like my life doesn't want to move forward.
Well, honey, you know what they're showing me? And this will be a good one for Candy, since I've talked to you way, way back. But I have to tell you this, Lena. I keep seeing my mother the car. I think that you love that car, and I think you're in that car. And it's damn if you do and damn if you don't, because I really believe that it'd be hard to get you out of that car, even though you swear you want to. So the thing is, do I see your life moving forward? Absolutely. Before, you didn't even have a part-time job at one point. And then you have...
That's true.
So I think when you graduate... You will have some type of either diploma or something to say you are this. It will allow you to have a better position and more money. Even though you might still be part-time, you'll find something. And do I think you're going to get out of your car? Yes. But do you want to get out of your car? I don't know about that. So I'm going to hand you over to Candy. Candy, go for it.
Well, I see that you are going to be getting a good job, but there's something that's holding you in that car from your past life.
Yeah.
That's like a nomad existence. So maybe sometime along the line you can have a past life regression done and see if you can fix it that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I did live with different people, but it just didn't work out. I was with my niece for almost 2 years, and it was like,
you have to be by yourself. It's just, I just need you by yourself.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do need to be by myself.
You do better that way, but I still feel that there's something in a past life. I am not a past life regressionist. Maybe you can find one that's good and go back and have a recession done, because I feel there's something there that you're stuck and blocked in that time and space.
Wow.
And you brought it forward into this lifetime.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
But once your job, you're going to love it once you get it, but it's still that there's a blockage there that you need to get away.
Wow, because there is a man around me, but he's just like, I don't know what he wants from me. This guy, Steve, and he's been on my tail.
That's what I think.
He wants what?
He wants to go
in my No, I don't know. He wants me, but I don't. Is this guy serious, or is he harassing me? I can't get to I don't know what's wrong with this guy. He won't leave me alone.
I think he likes you, but I don't think he knows anything. So I think he likes you, but I don't think he knows what to do with that. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't. Does he have another woman?
You know what? I don't know. I wouldn't put any past him. Maybe that's why he's going on his website trying to. That's probably why he wants to just be my friend, because maybe he wants to keep me on the sidelines.
Yes. That's kind of.
Yeah.
actually feeling. So I would kiss that one goodbye and tell him your car is flying solo.
Mm-hmm.
No?
I don't. I'd rather be in my car than be with an abusive man. He has not done anything. He's been tracking me around town with his friends, seeing what I'm doing, having people be my friend and find out information about me. Won't leave me alone, and I just don't. I cut off everything.
What are you picking?
What are you picking up?
I'm just gonna stay away from him. I don't like his energy.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You don't think he could hurt me physically, do you?
No, I just don't think that his energy is very good.
Honey, you're not gonna let him. You're not gonna let anybody.
You're not gonna be hurt. No. No.
Oh no. If anything, I would hurt him.
Right. Yeah, we don't believe violence on this show, Lena, but what I'm going to tell you is you don't have the energy that's going to let anybody do that.
No. That's dangerous. Okay, well, thanks a lot. I'm going to take all this information.
Okay, we love you, Lena.
Thank you. Love you.
Try to find somebody that can do a past life or a regression. I can't even talk.
Regression.
Yeah.
Past
regression.
I'll tell you, Lena's been in her car for a few years, so, and I just know she won't leave. So you're right; it's a past life. I think that she's going to have something stable, that it was taken away from her so many times, that the only thing she could trust was to be on the run, and the only thing she can trust is that car. And I keep hearing my mother, the car. So there's some spirit in there that's keeping her in the car, too, that's telling her it's not time. But hopefully when she gets that job, it will be time. So that is just so cool. I mean, I'm it's interesting that I'm telling you, she's got a great attitude. She is, thank goodness, getting done with school, we hope. And I think it's some type of diploma, like a program. I don't know if it's an associate's degree or something. And I feel that whatever she gets will help her in life. So,
right. But whatever she has in that past life, it's got her stuck right there. And until she can get that unstuck, she's going to be in that car.
Absolutely. I don't know. Lena's going to be, I can see her owning a house and still sleeping in the car.
Car, yeah.
At least she'll have a driveway. So she's got, like I said, she's a sweetheart and she's got a great attitude. But I have to tell you, and I am so happy we got done most of the show, because I have a package I have to go get. So I want to tell everybody, please join us. And before we get off, I want everyone to know tomorrow you've got Jerry Humphreys. He's a UK medium psychic. He's a TV, radio, and magazine star. He's the CEO of PsychicInsightMagazine.com. And I know he's got a new website. I think it's soulshadows.co.uk. And I think the magazine is eventually going to be on there. But he is a Reiki master teacher. He is a hypnotherapist by trade, a person-centered counselor, a pet communicator, a pet psychic, a human psychic communicator and medium. And he is one of the most brilliant and most wonderful and most fabulous psychic medium, and also a friend that you could ever want to meet. And he is going to be here tomorrow, and he is doing me a favor so that the show is kept on live. He is bringing in... I'm going to tell them, Candy, he's bringing in our angel again, who has supported the show so wonderfully. So you will be having Jerry hosting live, TBA, but I think it's our own Candy. So please join in the discussion, because I know he will be talking about some wonderful topics. And please call in and talk to Jerry and talk to Candy, because you guys are the ones that keep the show alive. We all do this for a living. And Candy so nicely put up a poster that you can get a hold of me for readings, as well as Candy, but you can get a hold of me for readings and for intuitive counseling. Just go to my webpage, which is Bonnie Albers www.ChristinaOnAir.com. I'm also available on, you know, I do Skype, I do telephone. That sounds like I'm prostituting myself, but, you know, I do. Well, and also, I have a donate button on my page if you love the show and we have helped you. Please feel free. You can donate anything you want, but there is a donate to this Bonnie Albers On Air show on my web page. Also, Candy does this for a living. Candy, can you give your information out, please?
Okay, it's www.candiceptotter.com. And you also can get me at stillyellowroses@sbcglobal.net.
That is fabulous. And you are a wonderful reader. You're a wonderful angel speak. You hear from the angels. You're a wonderful guide for people, Candy. And you have helped this show so much. You have promoted my show. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart and the top of my heart for all you do for everyone. So I am going to say goodbye. And I want to thank everybody for joining me. And I didn't get to see chat, Candy. Is anybody in chat have a question?
No, we didn't have anybody asking questions today.
Okay, well, we will see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock on Bonnie Albers On Air. Live! Bye!
Bye!
Ugh, another naked pic request. Why doesn't he stop? I know, he just keeps on and on and on. Maybe I should just send him one?
No way!
He said I could trust him.
Heard that before.
Look what happened to, what's her name? Some guy shared her pic and it broke the internet. Everyone saw it. Her parents, her teachers. Poor girl.
He's getting well desperate.
Ugh, forget him.
No one should be pressured into sending a naked picture. To find out more, search Disrespect Nobody.